Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where we share in 12 steps for your business to start the new year off right. Listen in with our host, Matt Halloran, as he discusses these important tips with some very special guests.
Hello and welcome to a special podcast series called The 12 Days of Marketing. Over the next 12 episodes, we are going to talk to one of the industry's most experienced coaches. His name is Joe Lucas. He's been coaching for 25 years. He has executed over 50,000 individual coaching sessions with advisors in that 25 years. He's hosted a multi-day planning conference every year since 2001. He is the industry's preeminent business planning system coach. He has over 1,400 financial advisors that have created their business plans using Joe's system, and he's the creator of the Magellan Network and the Magellan Mastermind. Now, we believe at Top Advisor Marketing that if you do not have a plan, marketing doesn't really matter because you'll just keep marketing and trying a whole bunch of different things and you're not going to have the best results. So we decided to step back, to take a big step back and say, you know what, Joe, why don't you come in and talk to all of our listeners about who you are, what you do, and why you do it, and why it's so vitally important. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Matt. I'm looking forward to it.
Why do a plan? So everything begins with a plan, and you know better than anybody with your 50,000 coaching sessions that there are very few advisors who have a plan. We're going to start right from the beginning. Why do a plan?
That's a great question. And I think before we answer that question, let's talk about, you know, the different types of advisors, because certain advisors have plans, certain advisors don't have plans. You know, in my 25 years of working just in this space, there are basically four core identities advisors have in their career. The hustler, the advisor, the business owner, and the entrepreneur, right? And so if you really think about it, most advisors operate in what I call the advisor zone, which is not a bad place, right? They're ethical, they're honest, they take care of their clients, they mean well, they're good people. However, if you really want to grow your business, keyword business, you have to have that business owner identity and that entrepreneurial identity. And that's where the business plan comes in. It sets the business owner entrepreneurs apart from just being a hustler slash advisor.
If you don't know where you're going and you don't know where you want to end up, there's no possible way for you to figure out how to get there, which is my whole take on the whole planning thing. Where do you start? How do you get advisors primed to make this plan?
Great question. I think the first thing we have to take a look at is, you know, their reason. So let's go back. You know, if you've been in this business 5 years, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever, you know, there's going to be a history there. And if you want to improve your results, you know, what's our destination, right? What are we driving to? Think of it this way. Every advisor needs to have a daily game plan. But how do you put a daily game plan together if you don't know what it's feeding into, right? What's the grand vision? A lot of advisors ask their clients for what? Financial plans, retirement goals. You know, we're asking our clients all these different goals-based questions, but yet we're not going to sit there and set our own, right? So that, to me, that's a little hypocritical in my mind. So that's the reason why we want to do it, right? We want to have a vision. And because if you don't have it, here's what happens. You end up kind of creating what I call the good enoughs, right? You're not in scarcity. Maybe you're doing okay. You're in that comfort zone. And 20, 30 years down the road, you look back at your career, you go, it was okay. It was an okay career. Did okay. But man, you know, I could have really done something exceptional if I would have gotten organized. And organized really means I've got to have an organized vision. Then we go ahead and organize the business, right? And that's the difference.
After you get them to see the vision, what is their next step?
Get it on paper, right? So step one, right? I mean, we could sit and you know, visualize all day long, you know, draw on crayon on a one piece of paper. But at the end of the day, we need to get it down. We need to get it down in writing with as much detail as possible. Not just the business side of things, but from a lifestyle perspective, right? So the whole concept of integration, right? This is a lifestyle business. Being a financial advisor, it's not a job. It's not even a career. It's just something that you become. And now with technology, the lines are blurred. So it's not about what am I going to do 9 to 5 or when the market's open, but basically, you know, how does this thing feed into what I ultimately want to create for myself and my family?
One of the things that I've noticed, and you and I talked about this when you were on our Top Advisor Marketing podcast, is very few advisors think like a business owner. You force them in a very positive, motivational way to do this. What are some of the roadblocks that you've seen with advisors not being able to transition from just being an advisor?
Great. Well, I mean, if you think about it, it boils down to what modality are we in? For example, if we're being very tactical, right? We're seeing clients, we're doing plans, we're doing reviews. Hey, we're working purely in the business, as Michael Gerber likes to say. What we need are chunks of time to work on the business, strategic time. And what's interesting is, and this is very counterintuitive, the clients that I have that spend more time in strategic mode actually grow their businesses faster on a percentage basis than those clients who end up, quote unquote, working very hard, working in the business. So it's really about dedicating the time, understanding the importance of dedicating that time, and then staying really committed to those time blocks to work on your business. That's why, quite frankly, I travel around the United States and host these single strategic days. I force my clients out of their office so they can work on their business on regular intervals.
You touched on this before about that this can be a lifestyle business, but you make sure when they're writing their business plan that they're not just integrating business decisions, they're also integrating life decisions. Talk to us about that, please.
Right. So one of the mistakes I made early in my career, and you learn trial and error, was when I did business plan for my clients up until probably 2007, maybe 2006, I was solely focused on the business. Assets, revenue, new households, referrals, premium. And we were able to put together some powerful business goals, put together a powerful daily game plan. I was driving, you know, 20, 25% growth year over year. Problem I had, I had guys with fat bank accounts. They were not any happier, right? So we're missing something. So when I look back at my world, I said, wait a sec, you know, what am I missing here? And what I realized was that, you know, increasing the bank account without it feeding into a greater good or something bigger is not going to get people inspired year in and year out. So I trashed my whole process back in probably 2007, and I blank sheeted the whole thing, and I started with the lifestyle first, the personal goals first, what they wanted to create. And when I rolled that out to my clients, because they're always my guinea pigs, quite frankly, the feedback was phenomenal. Like all of a sudden, all the dots were getting connected. Men and women were really getting inspired by what they could do. And what's fascinating about this, Matt, you know, we always think about revenue growth, but you know, along with revenue growth, the biggest other set of goals or deliverables is the freedom side of things. Right? The bucket list, right? Being able to travel, work remotely, have life experiences. So when we start weaving those into kind of our vision for everything, it gets very inspirational. And inspirational is a whole different level over being just motivated.
After we talk about this one, we're going to talk about focus, which I believe, and I know you do, really helps. If you have something that is you're passionate about that lights that fire, focus is a lot easier. And you touched on this right at the beginning, which is abundance, prosperity versus survival. Do you have to be in an abundance mindset to do business planning successfully, or can it be done with anybody?
Great question. So let's talk about the three different modalities first, and then let's have a little conversation around them. So I believe when everybody gets in this business for the first couple of years, you're in scarcity mode. Am I going to make it? Am I not going to make it? You know, if you think about it, your goal setting revolves around you making your minimums to stay employed, things like that. Well, that creates a set of habits, a set of patterns, a set of conditions. Now, some people are more naturally gifted or oriented to kind of move off of that without a lot of help, if you will. And so now we get into prosperity. Excuse me, abundance. What's abundance? I'm paying my bills plus 20%, right? So I'm living good. I'm not stressing over that anymore. And abundance is a great place with one caveat. It also allows you to get in this comfort zone when things are just okay, right? We're doing okay, no big deal. The ultimate goal is prosperity, where you know you're growing at a pace and you've got resources where it's really about helping others. And that's where things are magical up there. So to answer your question, anybody can do planning, whether you're just starting out in that quote-unquote survival mode or in that kind of comfort zone and you need to break out of it, or you truly want to create something spectacular, the whole premise is you've got to be willing to change and get uncomfortable. And that's really what it boils down to. So I don't care if you're 1 year in the business or 40 years in the business, you've got to be willing to sit down and say, you know what? Business planning, the way I do it, it is not a comfortable process. And, you know, it's time, it's energy, it's effort, it's focus, it's highly meaningful. But once you do it once, going forward, you're just tweaking and editing. You're not if you're out there and every year you're rewriting your plan from scratch, there's something wrong with that process. You're seeking something different.
Hmm. Wow, we could really chase that rabbit. I'm hoping we talk about that a little bit more as we go through the whole podcast thing, because Joe, you just opened a massive can of worms that I definitely want to attack with you. But when it comes to focus, there's two parts of focus that I want to wrap up today's podcast with. Number one is the power of having that focus. And then number two, though, is how do you get these magnificent human beings you and I work with, these financial services professionals who have the attention span of a hamster and get distracted by shiny things? How do you get them to focus during your sessions and then after the sessions to keep them motivated and on track?
Well, so in other words, how do I corral my squirrels that I have every day, right? Very good point. All right. So if you really think about it, there's two ways you pull this off. You either get out of your office and you get undistracted and you work on your plan. But if we're really thinking through this, planning should never be done in your office. So for you guys and gals who, have two monitors going and then you're writing some goals down and you're trying to, multitask, we don't multitask this. This is focused energy. So number one, we don't do the plan in the office, right? Number two, we do the plan when we're feeling good. So we want to go to a happy place. I'll bring my clients this year to the beach in Fort Lauderdale. Anybody around the United States, around the world, hey, you go to your local happy place. Maybe it's your backyard deck. Maybe it's a cabin. Maybe you like sitting in the lobby of the Ritz-Carlton feeling, wealthy, whatever works for you. I have a gentleman who will fly from New York to Los Angeles and back. He's done that for 15 years. He cashes in his Delta miles, gets in the front of the plane with the meals, and he'll literally spend 12 to 14 hours in the air. That's when he does his best thinking.
I love thinking on a plane, Joe. For some reason, the ambient noise, me desperately trying to ignore the person sitting next to me, really helps me stay focused.
That's a good point. Yeah. So like I said, it all depends on what you like, what inspires you, where you're comfortable, but I want you in that inspirational space. And also when you're in that inspirational space, it's easier to control distractions. You're undistracted, you're focused, and that allows us to really work the plan the way we need to. And then the other thing, quite frankly, it's a process, right? So it's not, hey, I've got to, in the next 30 minutes, I better have all my goals or I better have this all wrapped up. You got to work with your natural rhythm sometimes. So sometimes it comes out easier than others. But the bottom line is we need to just stay focused and create the environment where we can do our best work.
Well, Joe, one down, 11 to go.
No, hey, look, I'm really looking forward to this series. I'm looking forward to sharing my experiences with the advisor community. And Matt, thanks for hosting the first one.
Thank you. Thank you. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, you're going to miss the 12 days of marketing. If you don't subscribe to this immediately, this is a quick mini series that we're going to be doing with Joe. So make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And if you know a financial services professional or any other professional who desperately needs business planning, make sure that you share this podcast with them and the entire series, because we are going to help you unpack and prepare for 2019 in a way that you've never prepared before. So for Joe, this is Matt Hallern and everybody at the Top Advisor Marketing Team. We'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.